Thanks. Wow, how do I follow up that? That was awesome, Brooke. Awesome. First, what I want to do is just say thank you for this opportunity, Pastor Lisa, and this camp, because this is just amazing. Can we give her a round of applause? Like, seriously. This is one of the most crucial moments in your guys' life right now. And second, I want to honor my pastor, Pastor Kevin, back there. I would not be here today if it wasn't for you. He's brought me through a lot of stuff. Thank you. Well, now I'm kind of regretting going after Brooke because I don't know how I'm going to top this, but I'm going to try. Or not going to talk, I'm just going to try to play off of it a little bit. One of the things that's like kind of really hit my heart lately, and the scripture I have is Jeremiah 29:11, if you guys can put it up, but if not, no big deal. But the most important thing that we can hear right now in our lives is that we have a purpose in this earth. Really, we are going to make it, and that's what I want to talk about today. It should excite us, first of all. Literally, it really should excite us. We should be excited. We should go and just tear it up in the world. This is our playing ground. Let's go have some fun, all right? All right? So let's get fired up. I want to read this scripture real fast. I have it in the message, and then I have an NIV here, and I just want to look at it. And first of all, in the message, sometimes in the message, it like runs a whole bunch of scriptures together. So this one, 10 and 11 are together, so I'm just going to start in the middle. So you may hear something a little different. But the first thing it says is, I know what I'm doing. How many know God knows what he's doing right now? Come on. Seriously, he knows what he's doing. He's been around for a while. He kind of has a little bit of experience under his belt, all right? He knows what he's doing. So it says, I have it all planned out. The plans to take care of you, to not abandon you, plans to give you a future and a hope for. Okay, come on. We have a future right now. We should be excited about this, all right? The NIV states that, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you. Prosper is always good. I mean, I don't know if it's just me, but I like prosper. And not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. I looked up hope in the dictionary, and hope means trust or reliance. And that kind of hit me because that means that, you know, there's a reliance between me and God. God relies on me. I rely on him. That's called a relationship right there. All right. If we can create a relationship with him, we have a hope. We have a future. We have a plan. All right. So we need to keep this reliance. That should be a good thing. I don't know how many people watch Star Wars in here. Like, have seen them all. You know, where's my nerds at? Where's my nerds at? That's right. I used to love Star Wars. That was my favorite series as a kid, and you know, it was just my favorite. And the biggest thing, like the story, Anakin. I don't know, for some of you guys don't know. I'll just go ahead and say the story real fast. Anakin, when he was younger, he was a strong one. You know, Qui-Gon Jinn said, you know, basically the prophecy for this kid was, you are going to destroy the Sith. You know, the most top evil, the highest, you're going to destroy them. And throughout his childhood, you know, things came up. I'm not going to give a whole big synopsis because I could be here for an hour talking about Star Wars. So, and I know you like to eat, so I'm going to try to keep this short. But basically what happens is his wife, Padme, is going to die when she gives birth to his children. He starts getting visions about it. And stuff starts attacking his purpose in life because his purpose is to become a Jedi and then destroy the Sith. Well, he gets scared, and there's fear, and different things, and stuff's going to enter our lives. It's going to try to take our purpose away, and we don't want our purpose to be taken away, do we? Come on, we're going to fight to keep our purpose strong and keep that communication with God strong, and the biggest thing, like fear, and we're going to have pressure and anxiety and stress. All these things hit Anakin, and that's one of the biggest things that he, like, it really destroyed him to the point where he went to the dark side. But you want to know the key thing that I was like, you know, everybody looks at Darth Vader. Darth Vader's the bad guy, right? If you watch the last episode, Darth Vader's the one destroying the Sith. He completed his purpose. He may have went through some stuff, and he may have been brought through some stuff. But, you know, that didn't faze him. That didn't stop him. He's still God. Guys, we're going to go through some stuff. It's life. I'm sorry. We live on Earth where we have a very real world that is attacking us. But it's, you know what? We're going to make it. It's going to be okay. That's one of the biggest things. It's going to be okay. Stuff's going to come up. It's going to be okay. And that's one of the biggest things. You know, last night I was up here, and like I was crying. That was the first time I've really been able to cry and feel okay, you know, because I'll be very honest. I've went through with a lot of stuff. 2012 has been a very rough year in my life, and it's really tried to take away my purpose and really tried. And, you know, the biggest thing, like, I just ask God, why? Why did I go through this? Like, that's not fair to me. It's not fair. You know, this should not have happened. This should not have happened. You know, and the only thing, like, I literally, when I hit the ground, the only thing I could say, I wasn't speaking in tongues or anything, I said, why? That's the only thing I could say. And I really felt the presence of the Lord saying, because I need you here and now. And I need you ready for anything. Guys, we're going to go through some stuff. Because God needs us here and now, right here. God needs you here and now. He's making you better than you was yesterday. Come on, we are better than we were yesterday in our past. How many know we are better than where we were? And we're going to be better than we are today. We're going to get better. We're going to get stronger. We're going to keep going. We're going to keep going. If we don't keep going, then why are we here? So let's get better, and let's just keep going towards our purpose. And that was one of the biggest things. I mean, I was like, you know, why, God, why? Why am I going through this? Why did you put me through this? I mean, at one point, I was literally so stressed out, I got shingles. This is like some ancient disease that scared the crap out of me. You know? That is some weird stuff. It's basically chicken pox 2.0. And that scared me. And apparently stress-related, I was like, oh, God, you know, why am I, this is terrible. I got to, like, step back a little bit from life. But, like, I really just didn't understand it. And that's what God told me. And I was like, you know, well, how much more? And that was my next question. And God said that if I told you how much more, you're going to try to pace yourself. You're going to try to, you know, drag it out. Like, I could go further today, you know, give everything I got today. But if I know something's coming up, I'm going to lay back and try to, hey, you know. But if I go everything day, I'm going to be a little stronger. And God said, I want you to hit every day as hard as you can. As hard as you can. I don't want you to pace. This isn't some little long run. The difference between a cross-country runner and a sprinter is cross-country has to pace it. You pace all the way throughout. Where a sprinter's giving everything he has to the finish line. This is a sprint. Every day is a sprint. God doesn't want you to pace it out, you know, say, well, maybe I'll pray a little bit today and then tomorrow I'll hang back. He wants you to hit every day as hard as you can. You go to school, you hit those books as hard as you can that day, and then you get it tomorrow. You go home and sleep, leave everything on the floor. Anything in your life, all right? And one of the biggest things is like, well, you know, how am I going to do this? How? And he said, well, I want you to look around. And as I was looking around, I was like, okay, I kind of see, yeah, there's people. And he said, relationships. Guys, some of the relationships in this building are going to be the strongest ones you ever have. And you're going to need them. There's going to be days that you're crying and you don't know who to talk to. And, you know, people are doing this. And people, like, I'll tell you what, honestly, in my life with this stuff that went wrong, some of the closest people were the ones that was hurting me. And then when some of the closest people are the ones that are hurting you, who are you going to go talk to? When your support system is slowly, you know, that's what you're having problems with. Who are you going to go talk to? And you just got to start texting and reaching out to these people. Because I'm telling you, right now, the people in this room are some of the best people walking on this planet right now. Do you believe that right now? Come on, seriously, you got to give yourself some credit. Give yourself some credit right now, all right? Literally, you are the best person. You are the best person right now, all right? We are best right now, all right? And we got to pull on each other. This is not like, you know, some individual thing. God was like, all right, you're going to carry the mantle of Christ, and you're going to go. No, this is a group effort. We all have to help. And if we all help, there is no way we can fail. Guys, I want to tell you something. We are set up for success. I'm sorry, you can't fail. You can't. It's impossible. You know, before the foundations of the earth, God chose us. He chose us right now. We're supposed to be where we are right now. So let's go from right now, and let's go have some fun on this playground. It's called Earth, all right? Let's go shake it up a little bit. You know, Danny Ray said last night, let's shake this place up for Jesus. I love that saying. Because, you know, shaking up means it's going to get some fun stuff going on. You know, and if we're doing it for Jesus, we can't fail. So it's like an unfailing, having fun time. And another thing that he said, he was like, you need the Bible. You need to study your word. Because, honestly, that Bible, yeah, okay, King James talks really funny. I'm going to admit, I don't understand it. I've tried. Because I remember the first Bible I ever got was a King James. Mom was like, read your Bible. I was like, Mom, I don't understand it. Like, I can read, and I can't even put the sentences together. And then finally, she upgraded me to a Message here, and I like that one. I understand that one. But she said, read that one, because, you know, it may sound weird, and some of the stories may not make sense. But they're going to strengthen you up. There's still a message behind every story in this Bible, one that you can take away and one that's going to help you. You know, every story may not fit in your life right now, but just knowing it, you may be able to help in somebody else. Because once you realize, I can't, you know, I'm not going to fail. I refuse to fail for God. I'm going to do everything to the best of my abilities. I'm going to hit it as hard as I can like a sprint. You know, I'm going to go all the way to that tape bounces off my chest as I'm crossing that finish line. And as soon as you realize that, then you're like, well, I want to help somebody else do it. I want to help my buddy. He hasn't been to church for a while. I want him to do his best. Because right now he's hurting. Right now he doesn't understand who he is. Let's get him so he's sprinting before us. And before we know, we have this whole world sprinting towards Jesus. And that's all he's ever wanted for. When he was up at the cross, that's all he ever wanted, just the world to sprint towards him. Because that's all we ever have to do. That's really all we have to do. And the second thing is your church. Come on, your church is your family, guys. Really. Even when your family's not being your family, your church is your family. Because sometimes that's all you got. Because sometimes that's all you can go to when, you know, everything's falling around. It's just like, you know, my home, it's not great. My friends, it's not great. Where do I go? That church ain't going nowhere. Come on, your pastor ain't going nowhere. He's going to be there every day for you. You call him up or call her up, she will be there. They will be there, make themselves available, because they are your family. That is your family right there. The second thing is, you can't bottle it up. Last, just don't, when this stuff comes at you, don't bottle up. That is the worst thing. Anakin, he bottled everything up. He didn't want to talk to no one because he was afraid of what happened. And when you bottle stuff up, it eats at you. Come on, come on. When Seth and I get in arguments, one of the biggest things that happens is me and him will get in an argument, and then he'll do something to make me mad, and I'll bottle it up. And then he'll get mad, and then he'll do something, I'll think about that, and that, like, you know, we'll be horsing around, he'll punch me or something, I'll get mad. I bottle that up, and then when he does something wrong, I get mad about that, and then everything starts bottling up. Before you know it, he does something by, like, knock over a cup. I'm furious for no reason because I'm thinking about everything that I bottled up. Come on. It eats at you, doesn't it? And we got to make sure we don't let that eat at us. You got to communicate. And that's one of the biggest things we're honestly working on right now is because we're like, you know, we got to talk. We got to work things out. You got to lay your stress out. It's okay to tell people, you know, that hurt. You know, that really hurt. That's one of my best friends. We were going to go to Morgantown together. And due to some issues, he had to back out. We had already had a room planned. And he had to back out. And then another person back out. And, like, I was furious. I couldn't take it. That was part of the shingles whole episode. But I couldn't take it. And I was so mad. And then when your best friend hurt you, who are you going to talk to? Who you got to do? So I looked at him. I was like, dude. He was like, what's wrong? I was like, dude, I'm just hurt. And it hurt. And until I said that, until he understood how I felt, we could move on with what we were doing. So don't bottle up what's inside of you. You've got to let it out. Talk to people. I've yelled at God. I've gotten in my car and beat my steering wheel to pieces because I was mad. I was like, why are you doing this to me, God, all right? You know, it happens. It's okay. But you got to let it unbottled up. And I just want to tie everything together. But, you know, basically, we can't fail. If you've said, okay, wow, this guy's crazy up here. I don't want to hear a word he's saying. You know, take this away. We cannot fail. Together, we cannot fail. Together with God. God relies on you. We rely on God. That's a relationship. Keep your relationship with him strong, and we will not fail. Come on. How many people does not like to? Okay. Who plays sports in here? Right? All right. There we go. How does it feel to lose? Does anyone go into the game, I want to lose this one right now. I want to lose. No, exactly. Right? This is basic. This is basic elementary right here, right? Come on. Let's win. Oh, really going to bring up Berkeley now. That ain't nice. That ain't nice. We got a little bit of rivalry here. That ain't nice. So anyway, but basically, we cannot fail, guys, all right? God has destined us for success. Just take off in a sprint towards that. I don't care where you are. You sprint towards that cross as hard as you can. I promise you, you will not be disappointed. I promise you. So, but that's pretty much all I got. Thanks, Pastor Lisa, for this.